call received from home care agency.
Good afternoon, this is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Yes, hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks for asking.
Yes, my name is... Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I said I'm doing great, thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm fine, yes. My name is Betty Cobb. I had called to join your company, and I haven't heard nothing back. I was wondering, what do I do? I done did everything. They called me and from Hasbro, so I don't know.
Let's check to see what's going on with you, okay?
Okay.
What county do you reside in, ma'am?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19121.
And what's your first and last name?
Betty Cobb, C-O-B-B.
And your date of birth, Ms. Cobb?
5-6-1962.
And you're in need of home care services, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's check to see what's going on. Are you currently in a hospital?
No,
Okay. And would you prefer a male or a female, or does it matter?
Well, I did it already. I have a girl, my sister named Valerie Cobb, so we did all
Valerie.
That. But, yes.
So you're calling just to get an update. Let me check to see if you're in our system.
Okay.
Do you know what agency you're calling them?
Freedom Care.
So this is Family First Care. We do the same thing, ma'am. I'm going to check to see if we have you listed. Yeah, no, Freedom Care has a start date like in 3 months from the day you get your authorization. We start the care plan right away. If you like, I can assist you through this. Yeah, I can assist you through this, get your sister the hiring application, get it out the way, and get this program started for you.
Well, I already signed up for Freedom Care, so I don't know.
You can go with any agency of your choice. You're not buying it to any agency. Did they tell you that they take pictures of you and your sister together when she comes to your home?
No.
To sign in and out? Yeah, that's part of the requirements, just so you know. Let me check to see if your waiver is active. 1 second.
Okay.
So you don't even have a waiver, ma'am. Have they come to your home to do your in-home assessment? Has Keystone come into your home to do your assessment?
I done did all that. I did everything.
Okay. When you tell me that you did everything, go ahead.
And then the last step was to get my hours.
No, you don't even have a waiver in the system, Miss Betty. That means that the assessor has not come in. Have they come into your home?
Yes.
The state or the agency?
Yes. No, the state.
And do you know who's your coordinator so we could call them and ask them why isn't there a waiver in your care plan and your care plan created?
Nope, I don't know all that because when I did it, I didn't have the address. So I called and gave them my update address and everything, and then somebody from Hasbro called me.
Okay, give me your address because I don't see here no active care plan, and you should have a waiver. What's your address?
2020 Ridge Street, apartment 401, Philadelphia, PA, 19121.
And your sister's going to be your caregiver, right? What's her name? I mean, her phone number.
Wait a minute.
And I want you to write down the phone number. Yeah, but there's nothing here. Miss Betty, you don't have a waiver. You don't have a care plan. If they would have did what they're supposed to do, you should have a waiver. A waiver is what determines your care plan. It tells the agencies, hey, Miss Betty has X amount of hours and she's eligible for X amount of days and this is the care plan. There's none of that here. All I see is an active Medicaid through Keystone. It doesn't even show that they've done the assessment. It doesn't show that they visited the home, nothing. It doesn't show any of that.
No?
And if you have, and if you have an active care plan or if you have a waiver, meaning that you have permission already to be serviced through a home care agency, you should have an active waiver in the system. And there's nothing populating here for you right now.
Wow. So now what I got to do?
I'm going to help you. I just need Valerie's information because we're going to call her and send her the hiring application because I'm going to take over from here and I'm going to help you. I'm going to get someone to personally call the broker with you and find out why. First of all, and what steps are you in? Are you in the initial stages or are you in the completion stages? You also want to find out who's working with you, who's your service coordinator that you can get a hold of and ask these questions to, okay? And you also want to know where's your waiver. If they came home and did the in-home visit, you should have a waiver because the waiver is what tells the state that you've been eligible for services. There's nothing here.
And they said that I was eligible. They were supposed to be giving my hours. I don't know.
Yeah, one thing is that someone can tell you, oh, yeah, you're eligible for services. Another is, have they taken the steps to ensure that you get into the program to qualify for it? There's nothing here.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you want my sister on?
Yeah, because we're going to hire your sister on your behalf. What's your sister's number?
Wait a minute.
And we're also going to offer her the highest rate the county has. Freedom Care is starting their caregivers at 13.
Uh-huh.
We're going to start her at 15.
And y'all start? Oh, wow. Okay,
we get
paid once a week,
every Friday. And if you get more than 40 hours a week, you're going to get overtime pay, meaning time and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And payroll goes in every Friday, so... No pictures.
Okay.
Don't need to take no pictures. That's so invasive.
Y'all do the bonus?
Bonus is when you have a waiver. You don't have a waiver. There's no waiver. You're not even on services. A bonus is when you come on board with a new agency after leaving another.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So I'm going to give you her phone number. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I'm looking for it. Wait a minute. You know
your
phone makes you stupid.
Yeah,
okay.
No. Yeah, I know.
It's 215.
215.
409.
409.
8817.
8817. And now I'm going to give you some of my information, okay? I'm going to also see if there's anyone that's available that we can call the broker together because we got to call this broker and see what they've done. What has he done? Why don't you have an active waiver if you've been told you've been approved for services? And there's none of that here.
Okay.
So the name of the agency that's going to be assisting you further and making sure that you get that waiver so we can start paying Valerie is Family First Care.
Wait a minute, let me get a pen. Okay, now what you say?
So the name of the agency that's going to further assist you along is called Family First Care. That's
Family
First Care.
Okay, First Care.
Family First Care.
Okay. Okay.
The agency's phone number is 267-551-7400.
Mm-hmm.
That's 267-551-7400.
Okay.
Ms. Betty,
mm-hmm.
What's your number to reach you?
484-630-3503.
And my name is Jasmine, okay?
Okay, Jasmine.
Now I want you to write the broker's information down, and I'm going to give you the number, and I'm also going to give you your Medicaid ID number as well. The broker number is 877-877-550-5501.
from you.
Four two two seven.
Okay.
Now I'm going to give you your Medicaid ID number. So put right next to that number, Medicaid ID number. You're through Keystone. Don't forget
okay.
that either. So you can put Keystone Medicaid ID.
Keystone. Okay.
So your Medicaid ID number is 001.
001.
245.
245.
7867.
7867.
Yep. And I'm going to see if somebody's available to further assist you along, okay?
Okay.
Give me one second. Let me see who's available. Please hold. I'm going to be transferring this call to Miss Shira. She's going to further you along in the process, okay? Let her know. Well, I'm going to put it in the notes as well. But let her know that they're telling you that you've been approved for services, but I don't see a waiver. There's no waiver. So like that, she can assist you calling the state and finding out what's going on with your services. Why haven't they approved you if they already supposedly came out to do a home visit? Okay, you want to find out what's going on.
Okay, what's her name?
My name is Jasmine, and she's going to further assist you. Her name is Shira.
Okay, Shira. Okay.
All right, please hold while I get you her on the line, okay? Welcome to Family First, okay, Ms. Betty? You call me if you need me.
Okay, thank you.
Please hold. You're welcome, honey. Please hold.
Hi, this is Family First Care LLC. Who am I speaking with?
Betty Cobb.
Hi, Betty. How are you doing today?
How you doing?
Good. So I see that you're looking to get onto the waiver program.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
for yourself or somebody else?
Yes, it's for me.
Okay. Let's discuss this. So the reason that you're looking into services is that you're having a hard time doing daily functions and things like that?
Yes, and I went through all the steps and everything, and they had called me and said that I got it, and I was just waiting on my hours. But as I was going through, change of address. So they told me when I get my address for me to call them, and I did. So somebody from Hartford called me and took my information. Nobody never got back with me.
Okay. Well, this is Family First Care. I don't know what happened there. But what I would start you off with is first, let me ask you a couple questions to see if you'll be eligible, okay?
Okay.
Do you make more or less than $2,985 a month?
Make lesser than that.
All right. Do you have more than $8,000 in your savings?
No, I do not.
Okay. So here's what we're going to – let me explain to you a little bit about the process, okay?
Yes.
So here's how this works. If you want to get onto the program, you have to go through a series of medical assessments, and then the broker is going to want to they're going to want you to go ahead and submit financial paperwork, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not personal. Anybody who wants to get onto the program has to do this. Financial paperwork like bank statements, award letters for Social Security, things like that, okay?
Right.
Were you ever divorced?
No.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
Okay. Okay, trying to think. Okay, let me go down the list. This is how we usually do it. You first have to go through a series of assessments with the broker, and then the county wants financial information. What I usually do with my clients is I go through the financial information first, because the sooner we try and gather it, the better, okay? Tell me, do you own your home?
No.
Okay, remember, all these questions are being asked for the county. It's not like the agency doesn't need this information. We're just helping you move this along for yourself, okay?
Right.
Okay, so do you have life insurance?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a burial account agreement?
No.
Do you have a bank account?
Yes, where my Social Security goes to, yes.
All right, do you have a bank account that you work with a bank like Chase or something like that?
No.
Okay. You never had a bank account with another bank?
Yeah. I have a bank account.
With which bank?
Oh, Credit Union. Credit Union.
Credit Union. Okay. Did you have a bank account open from 2020 at all?
Yes.
Okay. 2021, you also had one? 2022 to present?
Yes.
All the way now?
Yes.
Same bank account?
Yes.
Or was any of them closed?
I had switched to Credit Union. I had, Wells Fargo.
When did you switch?
Last year, I think it was.
So you switched from Credit Union to Wells Fargo?
No, I switched from Wells Fargo to Credit Union.
How long were you with Wells Fargo?
Ooh, since I got on Social Security.
How long has that been?
Like probably 6 years, 7 years.
So since 2020? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what's going to need to happen. Let me just finish going down the list. Okay. Your Social Security, you're getting Social Security, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you own a car? I think I asked you this, but let me ask it again.
No, I don't own a car. No.
Okay. Do you have any pensions, annuities, rental homes, anything like that?
No.
Okay, Betty. Here's what's going to need. So the county is going to need, from what I'm hearing from you, they're going to need the award letter from your Social Security. Okay? Do you need to get that?
Yes.
Okay. So they're going to need that. They're also going to need from 2020, okay, to 2023. They are going to need January and June statements from Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, in addition to that, they're also going to need the letter of closure of the account. Okay?
Okay.
Now, after that, from 2024, what bank did you have?
I had Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo, I thought you said. From 2020.
I got
Wells Fargo?
25.
So from 24, you were still with the credit, Wells Fargo, right?
Yes.
So 2024, okay. So from 2024, okay, from Wells
mm-hmm.
Fargo, they're going to need all the bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 25 all the way to now they're going to need all the statements from the credit union.
Okay.
All right. Now, you said you also have life insurance?
Yes.
They're going to need the current cash and face value of that life insurance. Okay? I know it sounds like a lot. It does sound like a lot.
Yes.
I know. I know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. So, just to get this straight, I'm going to ask again. You had, from 2020 to 2024, you had Wells Fargo?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just see here. I'm just writing this all down. Okay. Now, from 2025, you have credit union. You need, from 2025 to 2026, all statements. And then you also need the cash and face value. Of cash and face value of life insurance. All right? Now, I want you to take just not the kitchen sink, you know? Everything else. Okay, here we go. So, let me tell you what I can do for you. Anybody who wants to get onto this program has to go through this. It's not personal, like I said before. It's not. My job is to walk you through this and help you out. So I'm here to help you. You're not doing this alone. And there's always solutions to whatever needs to get done.
Right.
Now, what we usually start with is the assessment. Tell me, based on everything I just said, starting with the Social Security award letter, how are we doing with that? How would you go about trying to retrieve that?
Oh, I will go to Social Security.
Okay. Go to get the award letter and get a most recent one, okay?
Right.
All right. Now, for Wells Fargo, you need 2020 to 2023 January and June statements. How would you go about doing that?
I will go there.
You would go there?
Or let's say, or if I just get my letters that was coming to the address that I was using.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I would get all my statements that was coming in the mail.
You already ordered statements in the mail?
No, I said, you know how they send statements out to you?
Well, I would have you, do you have an email, buddy?
Yes.
All right, so have them email it to you, and then you could email it to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, have them email it to you, but I just want to make sure you know what to request from them. Okay, so I'm going to send you a, do you get receive text messages?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you a very detailed text message of what you need to do and get, okay?
Okay.
And you'll tell me how you're going to go about doing it, what you need help with. You're never stuck. Like, there's always a solution to something. So, like I said, here to help you. We're going to make this happen for you. Now, in addition to that, you're going to need a doctor's note. You have two options. The doctor's note can be either sent to your primary doctor, who you usually see, or I could schedule to have one of my doctors call you and just fill out the form with you over the phone. The reason why I suggest this is because it's easier and faster. What would you like to do?
What, it's easier and faster for your doctor?
Well, it's easier and faster for you, but we do whatever you want to do.
Oh, I don't care. The person that did it for me, she got all my paperwork, so I don't even know.
Right. I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said, the doctor that did it for me, I don't even know where my papers and stuff at from them because the lady that was helping me get it, she kept all my paperwork.
So where are you up to in the enrollment process?
This lady.
I'm confused. Have you tried to get onto the waiver before with another agency?
Yeah, somebody was helping me before. Yeah, that's what happened. I didn't have a address, so they said when I get my address for me to call, and when I call, they send me to Hasbro, and Hasbro asked me questions, and I never heard nothing back.
Okay. Do you have an address now?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait for your case to come to my sheet. I'm going to update the file, and then I'll give you a call back, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, so you're going, so something should come to you?
Well, you're not going to come to me, no. I just need to confirm where you're holding in the enrollment process. Try and get the award letter for your Social Security in the meantime, okay?
Okay.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.